You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from St. John's Books, North Portland's full-service independent bookstore offering new and used books on progressive politics, literature, poetry, titles for kids, and more. St. John's Books is located at 8622 North Lombard in St. John's. Information at 503-283-0032 or via email at info@stjohnsbooks.com. Now, the award-winning Willamette Radio Workshop joins stage and studio with the first offering from last year's Writers on the Air Workshop, 4 hours from Omaha. It's an affectionate look at the dysfunction of an American family when faced with choices of honor, death, and charitable giving. An original radio play by Craig Kenworthy, a writer living in Montana who participated in the Writers on the Air Workshop over the Internet. The play has original music by Martin John Gallagher and features Kate Hawkes, Brian Bartley, Carol Dane, Jane Bennett, and was directed by Sam A. Mowry.
The Willamette Radio Workshop.
I'm Cynthia J. McGeehan, director of WRW's Writers on the Air Workshop. We are proud to present 4 Hours from Omaha by Craig Kenworthy.
Tells you it's time and they're ready to go?
Yes.
Next time one of them says that, ask if you can kill them right then. We all like to play brave, but when it comes down to the end, we'd tear out your kidneys with our teeth if we thought it could get us another week.
Well, Dorothy, how about if I just say I'll get the nurse and we'll see what we can do?
Yes, don't suppose they believe you'd finish them off yourself, Pastor.
You know you can call me Pauline. I could get someone to come over and fix that screen door for you.
Oh, that's all right. Reminds me of when the house was full. Whoever moves in will probably want a new door anyway. So, Pastor, do you always spend this much time visiting with members?
Just the ones I like, Dorothy.
And the ones you don't?
I give them a copy of Kubler-Ross's book and ask if they have any particular hymns in mind.
My granddaughter thinks it might be because the church building fund could use a bequest.
That is true. It's nice that Suzette is working so hard to look after your interests.
So, how much do you need?
Excuse me?
How much money do you need for the church?
Well, we need to replace the roof, and the boiler is about to expire. Sorry, poor choice of words. The north siding...
Bottom line me, Pastor. I'm not dying today, but my time is limited.
$35,000. I can get you the estimates if you'd like.
No, I trust you're not gilding the baptismal font.
I don't want you to think that I'm here only because of the money.
Well, it is Monday. But don't worry. I am thinking about a way to help the church. How much have you raised for the building fund so far?
Graham? Hello?
Oh,
you really should get that door fixed.
About took my head off.
That might not do any harm, Tobias.
Pastor, do your sermons ever discuss sarcasm as a mortal sin?
You should feel fortunate that your grandmother takes such an interest in you.
Oh, yes. I just lie here all day thinking maybe a decapitation would straighten that boy out.
I think I'll be going.
Oh, would you mind starting some coffee on your way out, Pastor?
Sure.
I think Tobias can help you find what you'll need.
So, I understand you're back at work at the prison.
It is what I did before I opened the bar.
What's it like, working there?
The other day, we had a young lawyer come in to see a prisoner. Been appointed to handle his appeal. We got them in the interview room, but there was an incident in another unit. That required we lock down the lawyer with the the inmate. When we got back, the lawyer had wet himself. The inmate never even touched him. Anyway, those are the people I work with every day. And how was your week? Hey, lighten up, Pastor. You know what one of the biggest benefits of being a prison guard is?
No.
Not only do they discourage bringing work home with you, it's illegal. Speaking of that, I thought Mondays were the days ministers took off.
Ah, I've got to take Wednesdays off instead.
I hear the church needs some serious repairs.
You could come and see for yourself. When was the last time you attended services?
Granddad's funeral. You started, what, about 3 months after that?
Dorothy talks a lot about your grandfather.
Byron was 83. One day, he watched a Cubs game, and then went into the bathroom. Graham found him dead on the toilet.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's very sad.
Hey, the Cubs won. Dorothy took it, but she took it hard. One of my uncles lived about as long as they were married.
Yes, she and I have talked about it. And your dad passed away not long after that?
Yes, 5 weeks later. In a porta-potty on the golf course in Texas.
Oh, my. I didn't know that part.
Yeah, we all started thinking about getting more fiber in our diet. Actually, he crashed a Corvette at 130 miles an hour. I think Graham kind of expected him to wreck a car when he was 25, but not 63. So how much have you raised so far?
4,000. The bishop is not so sure we are a good investment. I think he wants us to merge with the church in Wisner.
Really? I hear you can preach circles around that guy.
You might not have guessed it, but they don't send theological superstars to a town 4 hours west of Omaha with a declining attendance.
Well, I'd love to help out, but...
You just went through bankruptcy. I thought that cleared off all your debts.
Some people look at it that way.
Tobias, can you get that?
Hello? Yes, she's awake. No, I haven't been here long. Okay. Bye. Suzette, on her cell phone. She'll be here in a minute.
Suzette is your Aunt Janice's girl?
Yes, but we were never very close. She's more of a hissing cousin.
What does she do, Tobias?
Besides raise her daughter better than her parents did her. Those are her words, not mine. She does that coddled cook thing. It's the culinary equivalent of Mary Kay.
Speaking of business, I think a few men you did business with go to my church.
Really?
Tom Nielsen. He's a general contractor?
Yes.
Not exactly a front pew guy, but few Lutherans are. Still, he's very nice.
Yes, he's been very understanding.
And Ted Ryan.
Must be a feather in your cap to get the local beer distributor as a member.
Well, we don't talk about that much. Although we do talk, Tobias.
You've mentioned the people to whom I owe 2/3 of my debt from the bar going under, Pastor. Is there a point to this conversation?
Well, I could talk to them about...
I'll settle my own matters, Pauline.
I didn't mean to...
Drop it.
Drop what?
God, don't do that, Suzette. How did you sneak in?
Oh, I never use that rickety screen door. Anyone who visits very often knows to use the side door.
You must be Suzette. I'm Pauline Richards.
Yes, the pastor. For a moment, I thought Tobias actually started dating someone.
Careful, Suzette.
Not that he'd ever move on from anyone or anything.
Pastor Pauline was just going, Suzette, so keep it up. There won't be any witnesses in a minute.
I should go.
Goodbye, Dorothy.
Goodbye, Pastor. Hope you straightened out Tobias some.
But did you... Did she ask you to bring it up?
No, that was my own stupid idea, Tobias.
What stupid idea?
Nice to see you, Tobias. Nice to meet you, Suzette. Goodbye.
Two lies at once, Pastor. That's a pretty big sin.
What was that about, cuz?
Take this coffee into Dorothy, please.
Well, hello, dear. What brings you by?
I was running an order out to our new girl here. She's doing very well, already up to the soup chef level.
Still building up your own little group of cooking pod people, I see.
Just because some of us do well and some of us...
Enough of that.
Actually, I did want to stop by to show you something. I just thought this dress looks so nice.
Yes, although it's not your usual style, dear.
You mean a cross between Martha Stewart and Darth Vader?
Well, it's not for me, Grandma. It's for you. I just thought you might like a new outfit.
Well, it's very stylish, but it seems somewhat of a waste since I won't be wearing a dress that many more times. You know that I don't usually wear one to church anymore.
Now, don't talk that way. She shouldn't talk that way, right, Tobias?
I think she should talk any way she wants.
Sucking up does not become you, Tobias, even when you are right.
Well, why don't you try this on?
Right now? Wait a minute. I know what you're doing. This is the dress you want to bury me in. You want to see if it fits.
Grandma, no, I just...
Busted.
I know you have planned your family's life for the next 10 years, but I will let you know what I want to wear in plenty of time.
I didn't mean to upset you. I just thought... It's just that when we buried Mom, I was too upset to help, and they put her in that purple monstrosity.
So you wanted Grandma to get a good fashion review in her obit.
Tobias, have a care. Suzette, it's fine. We'll talk about it later. I do have something we need to discuss, since you are both here. I want you both to know how things stand. I calculate that after medical expenses, funeral costs, and don't spend too much on that, please, there will be about...
Stop, Graham. Please. Please.
We need to talk about this sometime, honey. I'm not going to tell you what I've decided, although I don't plan on you having to wait until I'm gone, either. As I was saying, there will be about 50,000 left. 1,000 of that will go into a trust for Mr. Chips.
Grandma, one of us will take in your cat.
You are allergic and he hates Tobias.
Well, I don't hate him. You know, we manage to live together even if he doesn't care for me.
Just like with Kathy.
Did you say something, dear?
Just life with cats, that's all.
That's the only thing I have firmly decided.
Since you brought it up, Grandma... Are you thinking about giving any money to the church?
I won't ask why you are asking.
I just think you should know that I've heard they might have to merge with our church over in Wisner, no matter what happens with the building. Isn't that right, Tobias?
Really? No, I hadn't heard that. I did hear that your church spent more on paving the parking lot than you gave to World Hunger Relief last year.
Before he gets off, let them eat stripes, Suzette. Could you go next door and check if Miss Swanson needs anything from Safeway? I told her I'd check with her.
All right. Now about the dress.
It's fine, dear. Go out the front. Baiting her is not fair sport, Tobias. You know how she is.
Manipulative, with a fine veneer of everything I do for my children.
I don't think coming to see me every week is such a bad act.
You mean since I am an hour closer and I average once every couple of months?
Yes, I do keep track. We were never close, were we?
We had a summer. When I was 14 and Dad finally made good on what we all assumed was a hollow threat by sending me to work on the Peshek's farm.
My Czech cousins. 2 brothers and 2 sisters who never married.
They might as well have been space aliens to me. I actually learned to like working 14-hour days there. Being out with Eddie was better than the evenings. I swear Lawrence Welk was on 5 nights a week.
You hated it.
Well, not all of it. Remember every Sunday after church, I got to stay in town with you and we did what I wanted?
You loved me spoiling you. That's why all children love their grandparents.
No, Graham, I didn't love you because you spoiled me. I loved you because what I wanted mattered to you.
What you want still matters to me, you know. If you figure out what it is, let me know.
What do you mean, Graham?
Why did you go back to the prison, son?
I needed a job. I needed the money to pay the debts.
You could have gotten a higher-paying job in Omaha. Why didn't you? Why didn't you, Tobias? It wasn't because of the family. I am what you have left of that here.
I hope that, maybe...
Oh, Tobias, I'm so sorry, but you don't really think there's a chance that Kathy might want...
It might look like I was running away from...
From what?
From what?
Oh, I swear, dear, if you don't stop coming in that side door, I will give all of my money to Mr. Chips and the Hare Krishnas.
You two want anything besides coffee?
Not for me. Tobias?
No. No, thank you.
So, I think we should talk about the pastor.
What about her, Suzette?
Look, you know that I don't want to see you throw away Dorothy's money. I'm even less enamored about her manipulating Grandma into buying her a new steeple.
I think the steeple is okay.
You know what I mean.
It's her decision.
Yes, but if we went to her, we could present a united front. Tell her we'll both understand if she gives it only to one of us, but that we don't think the church is the right choice.
You really mean that? That you'll understand if you don't get it?
Are you kidding? No, I'll never understand if she lets you waste it.
So you just want to remove a competitor, better the odds.
Let's just say I want the money to stay in the family.
Wouldn't that be just like asking for it?
Like you've never done that.
That was different. I've never asked for this money.
Different? Why? Because you wanted the money back then so you and Kathy could buy the house? Now you don't have Kathy or the house.
I am not asking for this money.
But you want it. Even though you don't need it. What are you trying to prove? Oh, you're such a good boy. I'm not asking, but you know how important this is to me.
This is important. I owe the money.
And suppose you get it, Tobias. What then? Paying the debts won't get you Kathy back. You saved the house by filing for bankruptcy, and that didn't keep her around.
Keep her out of this. This has nothing to do with her. Nothing.
I swear, if she gives this money to you, and my daughter ends up at a community college, I will never speak to you again.
Promise? Look, Miss Saint, we all know how much you want your daughter to go to a proper college. Maybe more than she does.
What's that supposed to mean?
Let's just say you'd have made a great Little League dad. No, cuz, I am not doing it. Besides, you may be underestimating Graham.
Tofu, for goodness sake.
Last chance. Something vegetarians eat.
Fish?
Sorry, tofu.
I'm so tofu.
Oh, I'm glad I don't have to decide whether to leave that family my money.
They seem to have some trouble.
I wanted to talk to you, Pastor, about this decision I have to make. I couldn't with Suzette and Tobias here.
Have you been praying about it?
What? No. Do you think God is sending signals about what to do? Seems like that would give you the inside track.
That is not what I meant.
I know.
I do feel a bit odd about giving you any advice here. That is, if you are considering a donation to the church.
Why, Pastor, how old-fashioned of you. Or were you just fishing for what I am thinking about doing?
I could ask someone else to counsel you.
No, no. I do want you to understand one thing. I spent 80 years being a pretty good wife and mother, but I never had this kind of power. That's a strange word, isn't it?
Maybe choice is better.
No, choice is what soup to get. I think this is power. Interesting feeling. If I was going to live longer, I wouldn't mind the chance to abuse it a bit. All I want now, though, is to send someone on the right path.
I see. And you want my opinion of how to do that?
Yes. But first, I'm going to use the bathroom. Be right back.
Lord, I don't usually ask for them, but I could really use some kind of sign here. Do I go for the money, or do I stand aside and counsel her? This is Pauline. Oh, hello, Bishop. Thursday? You're bringing who? The pastor from Wisner. All right. Bye. Well, I don't know how to interpret that, Lord. I don't think they're coming to talk about next year's Lutheran League Bible camp.
Pastor, you're not old enough to talk to yourself.
What? Oh, yes.
Look at this pile of mail. Half of it groups I don't know asking you for donations. One group wants me to ask people on my block for money. Like I'm supposed to know who has money to give. Do you always know which parishioners are flush, Pastor?
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Not always.
Be kind of handy to know when one of them has money coming in, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. It would.
So, back to my choices. Suzette wins if you go with who has been the most attentive. Tobias wins for... because... I love him more. It's a terrible thing to say, isn't it?
I don't think saying how much you love someone is a terrible thing to say, Dorothy.
But that doesn't mean it's the right choice.
Dorothy, who else does he owe money to? besides the locals.
One national food distributor. Why?
Just trying to better understand the situation.
That assumes he owes it. The only person who thinks he does is him. You know, after Kathy left him, I thought maybe he would leave town, but it seemed to make him even more set on paying the money back. But if I give him enough to pay it all off, I can't give anything to Suzette.
Suzette is here more than Tobias.
Yes, Suzette is here a lot. It's not just the visit, it's the time before. It's nice to know someone is coming.
Something to look forward to.
I wouldn't go that far. She talks about her daughter most of the time. Look at all these pictures of Cindy she's given me. It looks like I'm her great-grandstalker.
Rewarding duty versus addressing a need.
You remember that movie, As Good as It Gets, with Jack Nicholson?
Mm-hmm.
I'm drowning here, and you're describing the water, Pastor. Except, you left out my immortal soul.
God will not judge you based on whether you give to the church, Dorothy.
Will you?
Will I?
Pretty simple question.
It should be, and the answer should be, Dorothy. I want you to promise me you won't leave the church anything.
Really?
Yes. I couldn't look up at the roof and always wonder why you, did I?
Well, that removes one issue. Now, are you going to give me advice?
No.
What?
Remember what you said about knowing when someone is getting a windfall?
Yes.
Let's just say that comment gave me a divine inspiration. But I think I might have to leave the potential for it in higher hands. I will say one thing. You can help decide the path, even as you set someone on it.
You care to explain that?
No. But I think you'll make the right choice.
Now, what I'm handing the three of you is a letter from my lawyer. He insisted I give it out. It states that he advised me, quote, not to conduct the reading of my own will while I am still alive, end quote. How he expected me to conduct it after I'm dead, I don't know. Anyway, having satisfied his needs, I'm going to tell you what I have decided to do with my money.
Well, I'm sure we'll all respect your choice.
Kissing up to the end, dear. I do admire your persistence. I don't love it, but fortunately I do love my great-granddaughter. So here goes. Suzette, you get
$18,000. $18,000? That's barely a third. I mean, it won't pay for more than 1 year at the U. Tuition alone is...
We'll let you keep doing the math while I move on to Tobias. This was the tough one. On one hand, some people, including me, would say you are an idiot for insisting on paying back something the law says you don't owe. On the other hand, some people, like your grandfather, would say they are proud of you for doing what you believe is the right thing. So, I am giving you $31,000.
Thank you, Graham.
Wait a minute. Isn't $31,000 exactly what you owe Nielsen and Ryan?
Yes, it is, but I owe another $20,000 to Frisco Foods.
Well, maybe you'd like to take the rest. My daughter can always get a job at Walmart.
Suzette, in case you didn't notice, Graham just accounted for all the money. Which means...
The church isn't receiving anything from Dorothy. I already knew that, Tobias. I've known that for weeks, since after that Monday I met Suzette here.
I guess some of us might owe you an apology, Pauline.
What does that mean?
Let's just say some people have been casting stones.
I don't know about that, but I guess I should be glad that blood is thicker than holy water.
Well, that about covers it, except for one thing.
That about covers it? This isn't a committee meeting, Dorothy. I spent years looking after you while he kept messing up his life. I guess Tobias's visit must be worth about, what, $2,000 a pop?
Suzette, your daughter deserves everything you can get for her. This time, you got her everything you could. I think she'll be fine with you working on her behalf. And don't feel that I don't appreciate you coming here. But let's face it, an hour of participating in your Pride Fest for her each week wasn't exactly just for my benefit.
I probably kept you from driving other people crazy.
I...
Tobias, this is important. I want to know that you are done here. Once you pay off those two gentlemen, fine Lutheran gentlemen that they are, you will let it go.
There is still Frisco Foods and what I owe them.
God, the arrogance of you! Do you think someone there isn't going to send their kid to college because you didn't pay for your last 1,000 pounds of fries?
Tobias, you are going to just have to live with knowing you disappointed the shareholders of a Fortune 1000 company. Can you live with that?
I don't think that who it is makes any...
For the last time, Tobias, I'd say for my sake and for your cousin's sake, but that is not what is at stake, son. I'm helping you, but as the pastor might say, will you help yourself? Let it go, honey. All of it.
I'll say it for his cousin's sake if you won't.
Is this where you expect me to say, never mind, you're right, I'll just forget paying off any of it, Suzette? Well, I can't do that. I can't. But I will do what Dorothy asked. Yes, Graham, I'm done. I'm done with it. All of it. I'm done here once I pay those two. I promise.
Good. Thank you, son. I feel better knowing that.
I can't believe this. He doesn't need the money. Why don't you let him pay for Frisco, too? Why don't you keep your damn money?
Go and make sure your cousin didn't hurt herself, Tobias.
All right, Graham.
You better hurry. If she tears down the house, you won't get any money. And tell her she's still getting the $18,000. Go, son. Go.
Thank you, Dorothy.
There's no guarantee I've actually done anything for you, Pauline. But you will remind Tobias of his promise to me if the need arises.
I promise, Dorothy. Now, about this hymn with the jazz arrangement...
Beautiful service, Pastor.
Well, thank you, Tobias. I understand you are interviewing for jobs in Omaha.
Yes, I have a good shot at a security management position with ConAgra. Won't start until after the estate is settled.
Good. I'd like to see you in church a few more times before you go.
Are you saying my appearances help inspire a couple of members? Are you going to ask Mr. Nielsen and Ryan to just endorse my checks to them over to the church? Just kidding, Pauline. I'll make a point of it. Grandma looked lovely.
Yes. It was a bit unorthodox, but she pulled off the Hawaiian shirts and she only directed to open casket for the top half.
You didn't peek, then?
Heavens, no.
Grass skirt all the way. Her best dress shoes, though. Suzette also has size 7 feet. I guess there are some things you can take with you.
You have been listening to Willamette Radio Workshop's production of 4 Hours from Omaha by Craig Kenworthy. A play developed by the Writers on the Air Workshop, Cynthia McGeehan, director. Our production starred Kate Hawks, Brian Bartley, Carol Dane, Jane Bennett, and Cindy McGeehan. Original music was composed by Martin John Gallagher. This is the first in a series of new works, sponsored in part by the Regional Arts and Culture Council of Oregon. Our special thanks to D.M.A. Roberts and Stage and Studio for premiering this work. To purchase copies of our programs, visit the Lodestone Catalog or visit RadioWork.com for more information. I'm Sam A. Mowry. I produced and directed the program. Thank you for listening, and until next time, we remain obediently yours.